Brock and Hunter. Brock 107 WIRX. Good morning. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I had to stretch it out there. It's 7:10 and 54. Let's do your morning dump.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Well, economists have crunched the numbers through the decades and discovered that beer has never been cheaper. Yes! Good news for all us beer drinkers out there. Back in 1952, adjusted for inflation, people paid an average of $5.93 for a pint of beer at a bar. And the actual price back then was 65 cents. Again, inflation. Thanks to increased competition, supply, and improved manufacturing systems, a pint of beer at a bar costs an average of $3.99 these days. That is what I'm talking about, man. Yes. Just cheap to drink. Fantastic. It's National Pizza Month. Why am I just finding out about it on the 11th? I should have known much sooner. I love pizza. According to a new survey, 20% of respondents said if they could only eat one food for the rest of their lives, they would pick pizza. The survey by California Pizza Kitchen found that 31% of millennials eat pizza five or more times a month, and 33% of millennials say pizza would be their go-to meal for date night. Seriously, pizza is between pizza and tacos. It'd be a tough choice because tacos are fantastic, and you can have different kinds of tacos. And pizza is fantastic. You have different kinds of pizzas. I think I would have to go with pizzas, though. God, I just don't know. What about taco pizza? Boom. So you can have taco pizza, and then that solves a taco dilemma. Either way, it's pizza month. Celebrate accordingly. Lastly, man, oh, man, the allegations against Harvey Weinstein are piling up at a ridiculous rate, and the names are just getting bigger. Gwyneth Paltrow and Angelina Jolie now say that they had run-ins with him in the 90s. Gwyneth was 22 and just been cast in the 1996 movie Emma when Harvey invited her to his hotel room. It started like a typical business meeting until Harvey suggested massages. She refused, told her then-boyfriend Brad Pitt about it. Brad confronted Harvey at a movie premiere and told him never to touch her again. All this did was make Harvey go off on Gwyneth. Angelina Jolie also said that he came on to her in 1998, once again in a hotel room. She didn't give any details, though. She said, quote, I had a bad experience with Harvey Weinstein in my youth. As a result, chose to never work with him again and warned others when they did. Roseanne Arquette had a similar story. She says Harvey grabbed her hand and pulled it toward his crotch. She didn't go along, and the part she was supposed to supposed to get went to somebody else. It's pretty crazy what's been going on. The amount of people that have been coming forward saying that Harvey sexually harassed them is insane. So I guess we're just going to wait and see what happens. I'm sure prosecutors are getting all this together, and I guess we'll just wait and see. But it's a really unfortunate. It's disgusting if it's all true. Someone in that, and it happens a lot in the Hollywood field. This isn't a singular case. It's all over the place. I guess it's good that, it is good. I don't guess. It is good that women are coming forward because obviously there's no place for that. There should be no place for that in any field. And it's just, it's too bad it took this long and he was able to do it for as long as he did. So I guess we'll just wait and see what happens, man. But Harvey, keep your hands to yourself for God's sakes, you perv.